We may fall on our faces, but if we do, we will fall with dignity, with a guitar in our hands and rock in our hearts. And in the words of AC/DC, we roll tonight to the guitar bite. And for those about to rock, I salute you.
You're tuned in to the Q-Up, right here on LawTalkRadio.com. Reporting live from the Mile High City of Denver, I'm your host, Dax Dish. The Denver music scene has exploded, not twice, but thrice as big in the last decade. We've seen artists and bands explode onto the scene from the underground, from every genre and every walk of life. They impact not only the Denver music scene, but the Denver community. Whether roots originally planted in Colorado soil, or whether migrated and settled to call Colorado home, these artists and bands have literally put Colorado on the map, suggesting us to creatively eclectic minds and brilliant musicality. These emerging talents making waves, paving the way, and beating to the sound of their own drum. And I'm so proud to call Colorado my home. So proud to be able to share some of my hometown's blessings. And these guys are no exception. Recently nominated for a 2015 Westward Music Award for Best Hard Rock Band, for the first time exclusively here on the Q-Up and live, Thomas Duffin and Chris Badan are Frozen Tide.
Frozen Tide.
How are we doing today?
Hello,
what's going
guys.
On, man?
Chris, did you guys love that intro or what? Did you like
so
that?
Epic.
Right on. This is epic. This will be an epic episode. First of all, thank you guys for being here. I'm privileged and honored to have you guys on. There's a lot of music in Colorado. I don't think people know. It's just it's bubbling over with talent, and you guys have really made a name for yourself. You're on a rock and roll. And happy to have you guys on. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And Tom, I actually have known you or known of you for probably 4 or 5 years and always knew that you had music talent. And, we discussed it in the past. But, it was really weird how I ran across Frozen Tide and I'm like, wait, I think I know this guy.
I think I know this dude.
So tell me a little bit about Frozen Tide. How did Frozen Tide come to be?
Basically, how it all started was I had a band, like, I don't know, what was it, like 2008, Tom? 2008?
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Wow.
And we lost our singer. This was before Frozen Tide. We lost our singer, so we put out a Craigslist ad for, a new singer. And Tom heard our stuff and was like, ooh, I love your stuff, man. Can I get an audition? And
yeah.
I was like, I mean, sure, that's cool. So I was like, well, do you have anything that we can hear? And, so we heard him, and I was like, I like this guy. He's different than our sound. So we met through there. Band broke up, and so I got in contact with him again because I wanted to start something new. And he was the first person that popped in my head. So I was like, hey, we got to start writing music and everything like that. I already have a few songs. He checked it out, and we recorded, that next week?
Yeah,
and
that's awesome.
I guess it was all history from there, as cliche as it sounds. We started writing, just the two of us, for a while.
Yeah.
And then we were like, okay, we should probably find some band members. And our old drummer from our past band, he was down to play with us, so we started playing with him. And we needed a bassist, but we didn't want to have a
deal?
Bassist, as weird as that sounds.
Yeah. Nothing against the four-string dudes on their instrumentation, but yeah, definitely wanted to keep that control in our realm.
The reason why we don't have a bassist is our music is pretty simple. I mean, as sonically crazy as it sounds, it's pretty simple, and the bass being like the main part, it's pretty simple riffs, and the main thing, we didn't want the bassist to get bored on stage, you know what I mean?
Right, sure.
Let's just take care of the bass role by ourselves and just have the backing tracks. And how many people do you see doing that? You don't see a lot of people doing that, so that's pretty awesome.
So, Chris, so Tom, so to speak, auditioned for you before you guys actually came together. So what did you hear? What piece did he present to you that made you, proceed on?
Well, the funny thing is, the cool thing nowadays is there's the singer that can get, the crazy high notes with the high-pitched voices, everything like that. I mean, we love Dead Letter Circus, and the dude has a super high voice. But the thing I liked about Tom is his approach was really different. You know, he had, the lower voice, I would like to say that he kind of sounds like a mix of like Gavin Rossdale with like Trent Reznor. I freaking love Trent.
Yes.
Thank you.
Nine Inch Nails? Absolutely. Yeah, I was thinking so too. Yeah, for sure. So Tom, let me ask you, you're lead vocal and you play guitar. What other instruments do you play? Because I think you play piano, don't you?
A little bit. I definitely dabbled with some piano in college, trying to finish up my music degree. So it definitely gave me a little bit more of an understanding, just kind of in the realm of doing some basic rhythm writing. Since I was a kid, I've always been playing mostly rhythm parts in the band and just kind of moving forward. It was like one of those, just kind of learning how to find my place for writing. Finding the structure, obviously from everything we've been doing with Frozen Tide, Chris has definitely got the knack for finding the proper layering and how to balance everything out sonically. And with Frozen Tide, I think it's definitely, I'm in my realm, especially playing, sticking with guitar. I definitely would love the guitar. I'm a little bit better at singing, but definitely like to try and, I don't know, find that balance musically, and definitely bring it in piano. I even had a minor experience with trumpet when I was younger. Like, getting that balance from a lot of different perspectives really kind of helps you lay things out, I guess, when you're trying to write music.
You're a musician whore, so
a little
speak, right?
Just a little bit. Yeah. I don't get paid, though, so I think they'd probably call me musician slut, but, it's all good stuff.
Right on.
I call you that all the time.
So, Chris, you mentioned you actually were in a band before. What are what is your music background?
Believe it or not, this is my third band. I started when I was 16 because I had a band in high school. I had a friend in high school. He was like, we need a guitarist, man. And we don't have a singer. So I was like, well, I'll try guitar. So I started playing guitar with him. I didn't really know how to play guitar too much, but he's like, I'll just show you how to play, man. So I did that, and they're like, well, now we need to find a singer. So just playing around, I jumped on and like started singing, and they were like, wow, you're awesome. And I was like, no, I'm not awesome, but I'll sing, I guess. So I started singing, and that went off for a little while, and then they were really like punk rock style, you know what I mean? That was never my style. I mean, I grew up listening to Rage Against the Machine and, you know, stuff like that, Korn, and I really wanted to dabble into that style of music, and they weren't having it. So that's when I met with one of my buddies, and then we started this band called Eudaea. And from there, I mean, I played with them from 2006 till, no, actually 2005 till probably about 2009 or 2010, because right when Eudaea broke up, I started Frozen Tide. So, yeah,
nice.
Three bands, that's it.
Now, since you guys have emerged up from the Denver music scene, you guys have scored a host of gigs. I mean, you guys have headlined The Marquee, Herman's Hideaway. Are there others that I'm missing?
What else? What? We've done Larimer Lounge. We've done Castleman's for a benefit show. We've done, jeez, have we done The Toad? We've done The Toad Tavern.
We've done The Toad Tavern once.
Started out. And, we're still getting our feet wet. We've definitely had a lot of success, especially with Herman's Hideaway. Those guys, Chris Thomas, Tim Wagner, those guys have been definitely pushing for us in the music scene, hooking us up with a lot of the bigger acts, both locally and nationally, that have been coming through. And they've been a huge help in trying to get our name out into the Denver scene.
That's
awesome.
Yeah,
definitely shout out to Herman's Hideaway for sure.
Absolutely, and Herman's Hideaway too, absolutely, for supporting indie music. Is that your favorite venue to play, you guys think?
It's definitely the most loving and caring, I would say, out of a lot of the venues. Like, not that the other ones aren't. All the venues have actually treated us very well. Sound staff, bar staff, promoters.
It's more of an intimate thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those guys
definitely
take the time to know the band's coming through and definitely actually put the effort into making sure that every local band succeeds in the town.
Nice. So let's talk a little bit about your music. I know you guys have, put out a couple of singles over the last few years. And before Thomas, you guys are working on maybe an EP or an LP. So we're definitely excited to hear more about that. But let's get into the songwriting. Yeah, let's get into the songwriting. You guys write all of your material. Is that correct?
Yes.
And do you also produce the material as well?
Yes,
definitely.
That's amazing.
That's the only way to go.
And it's, yeah, it sounds great. So Tall Tales was basically your introduction to the world. Would you say that's correct?
Yeah, I would say that's correct.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tell me about this song and what the song is about.
Well, Tom can, go ahead and take this one, Tom, because, you wrote the lyrics and everything like that, man.
Definitely with Tall Tales. That song, that was one of our first ones that we really started piecing together as a band when Chris and I started jamming out. And this was one, I've always kind of walked the line of harder rock, but always had my foot in the mainstream side. And this song was definitely one where I heard what Chris was trying to do musically with instruments and everything, and I was like, oh my goodness, this is definitely one of those. I like songs with emotion. I like hearing instrumentation with emotion, and this song definitely brought out some feelings, I guess I would say. Definitely kind of reflecting on people surrounding yourself with those that you love around you, those that you hate around you, and deriving emotions from that. And this song really, I think, was a reflection of learning that over time, people do change through time, as yourself might change through time. And whether that's a good or bad thing, you'll start to realize how you start to change around people. And when you're coming into conflict with others and kind of growing as a person, you may grow together, you may grow separately. And this song, kind of like an ex-girlfriend might throw you for a curveball or something to screw with your head, this is kind of that song that pushes that idea that even though you're going to try to be sane, there's going to be things that are going to eat away inside you, and it's going to affect yourself with those around you.
Well, let's take a listen to Tall Tales here, right here on the Cue Up. This is Frozen Tide.
I can't alone.
Tide right here on the queue up with Tall Tales. Thomas and Chris are here with me right here online. How are you guys doing today? You doing okay?
Just fantastic. How you doing?
Doing hanging tight? I'm doing fine. Thank you guys again for being on. Really excited to have you guys. So I didn't realize you guys were actually active since 2008.
Even
on your own, you guys have been playing since about 2008.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so how do you guys find the Denver music scene to be? I mean, how would you guys describe the Denver music scene? I mean, musicians and bands pretty cool with each other.
Oh, it's totally welcoming, totally. I mean, everyone has been super cool with us. I mean, I would say, like, as far as us playing, like, consistent shows, it's been about maybe roughly 2 years, a year and a half, that we've actually been playing a whole bunch of shows. And, I mean, every show that we've played, you know, everyone is super cool. After the show, you know, they'll come up and say, you know, you guys did great. And we try and make contact with all the bands and just try and make connections with them. So, you know, if they ever need an opener or if we ever need an opener, you know what I mean? It just seems like the Denver music scene, as far as, like, our realm, like the rock scene goes, they're not your typical, like, rock dudes, you know what I mean? Everyone is super, like, respectful, you know what I mean? So it's actually really awesome.
Any bands or artists on the scene that you guys are, you know, impressed with or that you like performing with? Anyone that stands out as, you know, just one of those stellar bands that you guys wouldn't mind, you know, gigging with?
Tom, you want to take this
on a regular basis?
I've got a list here.
Maybe your top three.
I
would say. Sorry to interrupt, Tom. I would say definitely Kodak is number one.
No, yeah, those guys.
Who is it?
Kodak.
Those guys are fantastic. We actually doing what we do live with our electronic elements and in-ears and click tracks and all that good stuff. They're doing it right. Those guys definitely have something awesome, epic going on where they can encompass all the elements that we're trying to do. But they're on a whole nother level. Those guys, they got their stuff together. It's incredible. I know we played with Lost.
Don't sell yourself short, Tom.
Oh no.
Who is it?
You always have people to look up to, and those guys. They're fantastic. But we did also recently play with Lost Point, which was quite a big deal for us. We've been trying to play those guys for a while, and those guys they've been killing it on the Denver scene for quite a while, and to actually be sharing a stage with them for once it's an awesome experience. It's awesome to play with those guys, see the bands that you love, play with the bands you love, but then have those bands come back and say, wow, you guys are actually pretty good too, and you're kind of like, this is awesome. A lot of love in
everything. That's cool. That's awesome. And when's your next show? I think you told me, but let me know when your next show is.
Yeah, it's April 24th, right? Lions Lair,
April 24th. We have another one after that. I forgot. I don't know. I don't remember the dates.
We got Lions Lair. We've got May 8th. It's going to be tentatively right now. It's at Herman's Hideaway.
That's going to be with Lost Point, actually.
Actually, right now, I think we're trying to finalize that show, but I think that would be one with Lost Point. May 9th, we get to go to Fort Collins at Hody's Half Note. We're playing with our friends up in Vertical Arrays. And May 29th, we're back at Castleman for the Vermilion Road CD release party. And that'll actually be pretty cool, those guys.
Nice. Well, I'm definitely planning to make a Lions Lair on the 24th. Power with you guys
right
a little bit, get some photos, things like that. So
yeah.
Let's talk about your recent Westward Award nomination. That wow, dude. Like really? What the hell was that about?
Yeah.
That was my reaction too. It was like, wait, Chris, what the hell just happened?
in a good way.
It was so funny.
In a good way.
Oh, in a
yeah,
good
definitely.
Way.
I mean it's so funny how we found out about it because you know, I on my personal Facebook page, I liked Lost Point, just so I could keep up with what they're doing, you know, and it was like, hey, we were nominated for Westward, and I was like, oh, that's awesome. I wonder what other bands are nominated. So I go and look for their name, and they're in the hard rock category, and we were right next to them, and I was like, oh, what? How is that?
What?
How is that possible? It's definitely nothing that I would have ever expected, you know what I mean? I just feel like we're like this small band, but apparently everyone loves us, and that's super awesome.
Dude, you guys are this small band with this great big sound. Thomas, I didn't know you could sing like that. That just blows my mind. It does.
He's a pretty sexy guy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, he really is. Absolutely. So, did you guys write The Gathering together? And is that a song that you guys perform on many of your sets?
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's definitely. I'll just say that's definitely one of my favorites to play, and I'm hoping that'll stick with us for quite a while. Yeah, but Dan,
such a groovy
I'll let
song.
You comment on this. Such a groovy song.
Your songs are groovy, but The Gathering I like too. Go ahead, Chris. Tell me about The Gathering and how you feel about it.
Well, we don't have your typical like writing style. When I started with Udea, a lot of the guys, I mean, I was the youngest in the band. I was 16 when all the other guys were like 25, 26. And I had the most time in the band. So, you know, I started writing all of the music. And I guess that kind of carried on into Frozen Tide. I approached Tom with like already like a handful of songs. And it's kind of been like that, you know, for a while now. I mean, I write all the instrumentals, and then I give it to Tom, and he helps me, you know, with arrangements so it works with vocals, or if he has an idea, you know, then, you know, we'll see if that works out and everything like that. But I usually come at, or I give him the song, and then he'll come out with, you know, he'll be like, these are some sweet melodies. And then actually I'll go to his house, and then we'll be like, let's just record, because we have that ability now. I mean, we both love recording. We're super interested in gear and sound engineering and everything like that. So I would go to Tom's house. We would lay down some melodies. We would both pretty much collaborate on the melodies. And from there, I mean, I would mix a song and it would go up on Reverb Nation or YouTube.
Yep. So you guys actually start with the instrumentation first, and then the lyrics and whatnot come afterwards. I mean, style for many different artists and bands. So is that how you guys generally lay it down?
Yeah.
That's how we're laying it down now, but I would, you know, we just got a new drummer. His name is Ken, and he's super ridiculous. He has like so much gear that we want to use, and my main goal when starting Frozen Tide was to be able to collaborate when we write, you know what I mean? I don't want it to just be me all the time. So I would say this album is kind of a collection of stuff that I wrote, and Tom helped me write. But I would say the next album, I would definitely want to collaborate more and make it more of a group effort rather than just me all the time, which, I mean, it's pretty awesome, you know, but still, it would be nice to collaborate with those guys just to see what happens.
Well, let's take a listen to The Gathering right here on The Cue Up. We'll be right back. if that didn't rock your socks off, I don't know what would. Chris Bedden and Thomas Buffett. So thinking about this question, what do you guys think, you know, because you guys are a part of the indie scene. I'm sure there's still, you know, mainstream artists that impact us, and they were indie once, you know, before as well, before they became mainstream. That's how it all happens. So thinking about this question, what do you guys think is missing from music today? When you listen to the radio and, you know, you turn on 93.3 KBCO or, you know, when you listen to these artists and whatnot, I mean, if anything, what do you guys think is missing from music today that is driving listeners to independent music, underground music?
I'll go ahead. I'm going to say, you know, I like the emotional touch. I like to listen to music that's got a feeling behind it. I know a lot of people can connect with a lot of types of mainstream music like that. But over my musical experience and all the years I've been listening to music, I feel that a lot of the stuff on the radio today is the corporate commercialized version of arts. And it's kind of like a lot of it seems to be a Walmart pressing of a band where you're going to have a million of them and they all kind of sound the same. And when you get to the local scene, you don't have that creative box that people are working with, and you have a lot more freedom because people are picking up an instrument and learning how to do something themselves for the first time. And it's kind of like, there's a lot more freedom, I feel. And I think that there's a lot more emotion that might be put into that type of music when the musician is broke, struggling, and trying to have their voice heard for the first time.
Chris, what would you hope that new listeners of your music hope for them to expect, and what would you hope for them to take away from your music?
That's a tough question. I mean, the main thing that, you know, we make the music that we want to hear, basically. You know, I've been almost obsessed with progressive metal lately, so that's a lot of the harder aspect comes from. Like in Tall Tales, you know, you hear those quick breaks and everything like that. I mean, we try and keep it melodic as much as we can, but we definitely aim for the heavier side. But without getting, well, I guess without overdoing it, so anyone who listens to it, they're not overwhelmed with, you know, these crazy harsh vocals all the time and everything like that. And Tom definitely helps out with that, you know, because he definitely has like a mainstream background, and I'm more of like the underground music scene type of guy, you know, loves all the heavy riffs and everything like that. So having Tom in the band definitely helps with that aspect, because I think if he wasn't, then it'd probably be a metal band. But I'd
be
know.
A metal band.
No, you guys have you definitely have a fire in your belly for what you're doing. But where would you say your inspiration to write, or you know, to produce this music from? Where does this inspiration come from for you guys?
Well, musically, I would say, I mean, I get inspiration all the time for something total, like completely random. You can ask Tom and be like, Tom, I love this. And it could be like a hip-hop group or something. And the inspiration comes from many different realms. And lately, since I've been, you know, in the progressive metal stuff, the crazy thing is it's progressive metal, but it's super melodic. And that's definitely helped, you know, with new ideas and everything like that. So as far as like lyrically and everything like that and melodies, that's definitely Thomas as well. So I'm going to let you answer that, Tom.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I think
Tom.
A lot of this stuff
is... Big Tom. What do you say, Big Tom?
It is. Like, not to sound generic or general here, make a generalization about inspiration coming from everywhere, but it really is. Like, I work downtown. I walk a lot. I see a lot of the busy, you know, downtown happenings going on, and you can stop for a moment. You can stop for a moment in time and take a look around you for 15 seconds, and you can see 100 different things going on. And some of them are just random happenings, people crossing the street. Other things are random acts of kindness. Other random happenings of dickishness or something going on. And all these types of things, I don't know. It's kind of crazy. I could be sitting in a bus stop and completely bored out of my mind, completely silent. I'll be the only one sitting there. And then you'll see something, you'll feel something. All of a sudden it's like there's a connection there, and you have this idea spawn from nothing. Some of the best places that I've found myself being inspired are when I'm in a complete state of boredom, or, you know, just a blank state of I need to get out and isolate myself. Getting off the internet is a wonderful thing when you can actually do it, when you can shut off a phone, shut off your computer. If you can tune the world out around you and you have 15 minutes of silence, I don't know, maybe it's just me and maybe I'm a little bit crazy, but some weird stuff happens and you're kind of like, ooh, I've never had this perception on something before. And just these little happenings, you know?
You're not crazy, man. You're not crazy. It is. That's where it's all derived from. Yeah, absolutely.
People are crazy.
I feel the same way. People are crazy. They are, absolutely.
Right?
So when was Zen written?
It was probably 2 years ago, maybe a little bit longer?
Yeah, something like that. I was going through some crazy stuff at that time. And I wrote down, I actually wrote that song, the whole song, I wrote it in probably about 4 hours. Believe it or not.
It was
4 hours?
Sometimes it happens like that.
Yeah,
I wrote all the instrumentals in 4 hours.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
yeah, sometimes it happens like that. A song could take anywhere from 4 hours to 4 months, you know? But obviously you were going through a lot of shit to have pieced that together in 4 hours, right?
Yeah, it was pretty intense, but, I mean, it makes for good therapeutic music. So.
It does.
That's awesome. Well, let's get into some meditation right now. This is Zen right here on the Cue Up with Frozen Tide.
Dark, dark, oh Lord.
guys tell the listeners where can we find you guys online?
We can be found on Facebook and on Reverb Nation, facebook.com/frozentidemusic. Also, reverbnation.com/frozentide. You can definitely hear all the delicious songs up on those pages as well. And
Bandcamp,
if you are listening,
too. And
we're on Bandcamp as well. Also, don't forget Westward. Google search Westward. It's musicawardspoll.westward.com. We are under the Hard Rock category. Please log in, sign up, use your email, use a fake one. We don't care. Just go ahead, sign in, vote for us. We will play. We will rock Denver.
I need to do that.
Awesome.
Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah.
I need to go in there and vote for you guys. Absolutely. And are you guys on SoundCloud? Why aren't you on SoundCloud? You know, SoundCloud's like the new thing now, so maybe you guys should get your stuff on SoundCloud, too.
I think we tried. I think actually that might have been where we started. And then we're like, oh, Facebook did music. And then we kind of drifted from SoundCloud.
Yeah.
SoundCloud's still
You're on
awesome.
There, too? Okay. All right, awesome. We'll make sure to... Yeah,
we're
whores
everywhere on the internet.
Everywhere and anywhere. We're gonna spread
everywhere
it,
and anywhere.
You know.
We like not like BD. That's the bird. But we're just as contagious as a cold.
Filthy sluts. That's what
filthy
you are.
Sluts.
So
I showered.
How's the energy of your crowd? I mean, you guys out when fans come out to watch you guys. I mean, is the energy through the roof?
Tom, you should tell them about the Castleman show.
Oh, the
Did you get naked?
Glyphic? Oh my goodness, I should have. So we've got some friends that have been constantly trying to get me naked on stage for a while. It may happen one of these days. We'll see. It's interesting. A lot of shows we play, we definitely have a lot of friends and family come out that always enjoy us, and we had the privilege of playing Castleman's with a band called Glyphic, and we opened it.
Shout out to Glyphic.
Like, yeah, shout out to Glyphic, the boys in Glyphic. They were running this. Oh yeah, they ran this show at Castleman's, and we got to open up, and we're like, we're the opener. Nobody knows us. We're gonna have a good time, and we ended up starting to play Hope, and all of our friends and family came into the room. We're like, cool, and that was one of those shows that by the end of the set, I don't know if you've ever been inside of Castleman's, but they've got this lounge area in the back of the room. We couldn't even see the lounge area because everybody was in there watching us. Like, none of these people have really heard of us, and the amount of attention and draw just coming in from the bar, you're like, we got these guys. This is awesome. That was, like, one of the most incredible experiences I think we've had so far, just that people actually like what we're doing. This is fantastic. All right.
I cannot wait. I cannot wait to see,
and the
I
cool
cannot
thing
wait to see
too
guys.
Is we see a trend. We see that trend a lot nowadays, just recently, which is, it's great. People are being really receptive, and that's awesome.
I love it.
A Westward Music Award, I would say that they're being a little receptive. I mean, so are you
I'm
guys...
I'm still in shock, man.
Yeah, right. And summer's around the corner, so, you know, hopefully you guys will be getting some more gigs, you know, be everywhere. I love your sound. Zen is actually my favorite song, alongside Tall Tales. So I cannot
Thank
wait,
you.
Which leads me to the next question. When can we expect an EP or an LP?
I'm going to say, what, early summer, Badan?
I would say so. I mean, I'm looking at our little progress board, and the only thing that we have to do is we have to record vocals, we have to mix it and master it. And I would say give us a few more months and you should be able to hear something very, very soon. We want to try and put out a single, like, you know, before it. We're just trying to pick which one would be a powerful single. So, yeah expect it really soon.
So many songs have you guys laid down already for project?
4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Eight?
Maybe 9. I'm going to throw a 9th in there. Surprise, Tom. I'm going to throw a 9th in there.
Of course.
Hopefully soon.
I'm really excited. Well, good. And then when that happens, if you guys have a CD release or whatnot and you want to do another show, we can definitely promote that project. Let me know, and we'll definitely have you
we
guys
would
back
love
on.
To, man.
Yeah, for sure. Will you guys, for sure. So take you guys take us out with Hope.
Hey, can
again,
I make a
we'll
quick shout-out
this...
real quick?
Yeah, absolutely. Any
shout-out
you guys
want to
do?
Jeff over at Boulevard Clothing, man. We wouldn't have merch if it wasn't for him and Nick, man. Nick and Jeff, we love you guys so much. You, Nick has helped us so much, and so
that's
has
awesome.
Jeff.
Nick,
we just want to say thank you guys so much. Jeff runs Boulevard Clothing. He wrote down the website. I don't remember what it was, though, but Boulevard Clothing out in Vegas, and he's been so great. So definitely
that's
thank
awesome.
Jeff.
Cool. Yeah. Good. Absolutely. Anyone that, you know, can help you guys and push your further along, you know, that's great. Absolutely. We acknowledge them too. So, Chris and Tom, thank you guys from Frozen Tide for being here with us. You guys take us out with hope, and we will see you guys on the...
Sounds good. Thank you, Dax.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
This is Tom Duffin.
Hey, I'm Chris Madan.
We're from Frozen Tide, and you're listening to Hope on the Cue Up.